everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of Have a Shift Day. And if you couldn't tell from the title, something happened this week.
I'm still single, so
not that. That's not what
happened. I'm single too, so
Jake's still single, so you know that's not what happened either.
I'll just get to it. I met Sidney Crosby this week.
What?
Feel bad for him.
Guys are so annoying. Okay.
That's a joke.
I have to tell a story.
Nice to meet you, Sid.
That was kind of accurate.
Sid, can I tell the story? Sid, the lights are too bright.
No, get those lights off.
All right, it's your story.
All right, let's go.
All right, Nick's been waiting to hear the story all week.
I haven't heard it. Jake has heard it.
Because Jake couldn't. Jake was going to lose sleep over it.
Jake
has zero patience.
Okay. So, this was on Monday. I was down in Swickley. I was meeting my friends Morgan and Molly for lunch. Shout out to them. They're watching us film right now,
Hop on the pod.
Okay.
I think it's necessary for them to be in here when you tell the story.
I agree.
I don't know. They haven't popped their heads out yet, so I don't know if they will or not. I'm just going to keep telling the story. Okay, so anyways, we're at lunch. I ordered my food. And I tell them, okay, I need to go grab my water bottle from my car. I'll be right back. I walk out the door, but I see out of my right side, I see Sidney Crosby sitting at the table on the outside of the restaurant. I'm just like,
By
himself, but his girlfriend like was with him later.
Oh yeah, wait. So you can confirm he's still dating?
I think aren't they married?
I don't know.
Did you see a wedding ring?
Okay, she wasn't sitting with him. She wasn't sitting with him at the time. It was just him by himself. I think she was still inside, which is kind of embarrassing because she might have been in there when I ran back inside, like quietly freaking out. But I just turned right back inside. I'm like, Morgan, Morgan! And she's like, what? Yeah, I'm telling the story, Morgan.
Tell him the hop on.
Hop on.
Text him.
Yell? What? Why is Morgan... She heard you yell? Oh, yeah. She probably heard me yell. Thanks, Morgan. But anyways. I'll get to that detail later, guys. They're texting me from the control room.
This is why they need to hop on.
Okay. So I go back in. And Morgan's like, what? I'm like, Sidney Crosby's outside. She's like, are you going to go say hi? I'm like, I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. Get those lights off.
I'm like, I don't know what to say. She's like, come on, I'm taking you out there. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I wasn't, like, saying, like, no, don't take me out there. I was just like, I can't do this by myself. I'm, like, too
frantic
right now.
Friend, though.
Yeah, Morgan, you clutched up. So, Morgan, Molly, and I go outside because Molly's just falling.
I'd have to be me to you if you met Sid.
I'd be cool. I'd be like, what's up, my bro?
No, you would not.
You'd be
like...
You're the one who's losing sleep over me not telling you the story.
It would take me 1 minute to become boys with Sid.
Okay, let me finish the story.
You know, it's number by the end.
So, we go out there. Morgan says to him, hi, I'm so sorry to bother you, but my friend is like your biggest fan. I'm like, Morgan, why would you say that? That's so embarrassing. But, and then she's like, she just wanted to introduce herself. And I was wearing my lanyard, you know, with my wallet and stuff on it. It was my Penguins lanyard. And he pointed it out. I was like, oh, yeah, I was wearing that. It's probably stumbled over my
Sidney Crosby called out your lanyard?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So then, Sid.
So then, like, I just said my name. Morgan's like, yeah, she does a podcast with her friends at school. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Podcasts are, like, getting really big today. Or do you guys just, like, cover the team? I'm like, we cover the team and, like, news around the league. Guys, I was so nervous. It was so hard to talk.
It's called Have a Shift Day. Why don't you hop on, buddy?
I couldn't say that, so I didn't even tell him the name of the
podcast. I wouldn't ask him to hop on.
No.
I would tell him the name.
I was too frantic.
Say, have a shift day, man. You ever say that on the bench with the boys? Have a shift day?
But then
follows his Bono account, follows the pod.
Oh, my gosh. Can I finish the story,
yes,
please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So... Then we basically finished the conversation. It's really short. Morgan's like, so sorry to bother you again. We just said thank you. He's like, oh, no problem. And so we go back inside. At this point, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get my water bottle. I'll just thirst while I eat my lunch. I was like, I'll get it later.
Why could you just ask for water? Like,
I don't know if they were going to make me pay for it or not.
Oh, that's.
I was shaking at this point. So I'm just like, I don't know. But then he came in to grab his food, went back out to his table. But then he came back in. Well, apparently that first time he, like, looked over at us and was smiling. But I was texting you guys, so I didn't realize that. But, like, Molly pointed it out. And I was like, oh, I missed that. And then he came back in. I don't know if he was grabbing something else, but he came over to us and he asked me, do you want to get a picture for your podcast? I was like, yes, that'd be great. So then we took the picture. So he
went out of his way to come up to you guys in the middle of his day and ask if you guys wanted to
And so then he went back outside, ate his lunch with his girlfriend. I ate my lunch. They forgot my bacon on my sandwich, and I was too frantic, so
I don't
went
think
got my bacon.
To that
you met Sid. Like...
No, it was a $4 upcharge for my bacon, so I was eating my bacon on my sandwich.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. It was worth it.
Nice.
One of my friends from church was actually working that day, and she recommended I get it. I was like, okay, I'll do it.
And then you're like, yo, you forgot my bacon.
I had Morgan go tell them that they forgot, because I was...
Does Morgan just do all the hard stuff?
No, okay, it was right after we took the picture. I was shaking and, like, freaking out and texting you guys, like, here's the proof, I met him.
To be honest, when I first saw that text, I thought it was Jake saying that.
No,
I was like, this guy's lying.
She said, oh, I met Sid. I'm like, Sidney the Goat Crosby? He goes, yeah. Like,
no, Sid was Toy Story.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Who else named Sid?
Why would I think she met Sid? Why would I think she met Sid?
So,
buddy.
I didn't know. I did confirm.
So, yeah.
And then I saw it was you texting that, and I was like, oh, Megan doesn't lie. She might
no.
Yeah,
I mean, so, I said to you guys, Mickey like, I'm not pranking you right now. This is true.
That's something I would say.
Like, I also thought maybe, like, one of your friends had your phone and was just saying that.
No.
I don't think your friends would do that.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mess with you guys about
that. I don't
know,
like, your friends out there, like, menaces or not. But,
are they?
Like,
are they menaces?
Are they menaces?
In certain ways, but not, like, pranking you guys. Probably just snapping people that they know on my phone.
I mean, they did snap me this morning.
Ooh.
Morgan!
Actually.
Yeah.
From my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
I think I might have got this.
Let me see. Did you get the same snap?
Because I was doing my makeup.
hey, we got a snap.
You got the snap.
Way to go, guys. Way to go.
Well, guys, Olivia Rodriguez just posted on TikTok.
It's not important right now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but...
It's always...
So there's more to the story, actually, not to do with me. They call me later that night because, one, Jake can't sleep without hearing the story.
I was losing my mind.
Two, Nick's like, we have an idea for an elite sign. And this is the sign we made. Here's the picture. It says, if you're listening on audio, it says, our podcast name has a picture of me and Sid on it. And says, Sid, you met our co-host yesterday. Come on the pod. So, yeah.
Bo definitely looked at the sign.
I feel like Gino...
Because they were going to the game against Carolina.
Okay, here's what happened. So there's warm-ups. It's like getting towards the end.
Yeah, they bolted
and, like,
into the arena.
Gino and Crosby are like by the net. And Gino's like, he made eye contact with us like a couple times. He like obviously read the poster. And like he kind of like put a stick under Sid's leg and kind of like dragged him toward us. Like he tried to. But Sid was like, no, nah, I'm trying to warm up here, bro. So, like,
Gino,
I don't know.
Gino made an effort.
And then Gino gave us a stick tap, like, on the glass.
Yeah, so I think...
Tell me this.
So I think Gino, like...
That's only fair. I didn't tell Nick the story.
So I think Gino, like, was trying to get Sid to, like, answer us.
Maybe I'll tag Gino.
There's a... I mean, we spent...
Hey, Gino, you
we were yelling. We were yelling at the on the ice. We spent $40 for this, Sid.
Literally,
give us some attention.
At one point, like, everyone around us was trying to get Sid's attention for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like,
throughout... My face is on this poster. I am not there. It's just them and Nathan, who was on our show last week.
And then, like, throughout the game, like, people were saying, oh, have a shift day. That's pretty cool.
So, do you think we got new listeners?
Promoting the brand.
We better take that sign. Morgan just said we better take that sign back to the next game, so...
Jake, next Saturday?
Are you going?
I mean, if all four of us go.
Well, I'm going, but I'm not going to be with you guys, probably.
You're going, too?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Well, I'm going, I told you guys about this, with Wise, like, there's an event going on next week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if I'll be able to stay the whole time, but.
Well, hey, if all four of us
I probably will.
Too.
What am I thinking? Yeah.
In the sign.
Gets his attention.
I see your sign on the Jumbotron while I'm there, I'm leaving.
Oh, that was another thing. We got absolutely robbed by the cameraman.
Yes, it's the same cameraman that we see all the time, too.
He pointed at the sign.
No, we didn't run into Jaden.
Darn it.
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy.
That's okay. We appreciate his work.
Of course. But he's busy doing
Jaden,
those games.
Jaden, friend of the show. But, yeah, that's what happened this week.
Not a big deal.
And by the way, and when I say we made the sign, I mean I made the sign.
We paid for it.
They paid for it. I made it.
We
came
up with the idea.
Please admire my wonderful work.
We did admire it. We're very proud of your
I know.
It was artwork.
I'm going to overlay a picture.
Hey, I literally had to stand under... I literally was the very first person in the arena.
Oh, yeah. I sat. So he was first in line.
Because I had to stand under, like, the thing, because it was pouring down rain. So I stood under to keep the sign dry. And I was like, oh, I'll just wait here for Jake and Nathan, because they're farther back in line. And then Jake is like...
Did you actually run? The other two walked?
Oh, no, me and Nathan ran.
I
and then Jake ran because he had to, like, tie his shoe or something.
Yeah.
Jake.
Anyway, so I just got up to the front of the line. It wasn't even to, like, cut the line at all. Like, I had no...
There was, like, no line form there. Like,
yeah,
before.
There was no line form there. It was just, like, another guy and, like, his child. But, like, I was just there to keep the sign dry. And then Jake is like... Yeah, like, people started forming behind. I was like, oh, I guess this is another line was starting. And then Jake... Like, I see his
up.
Head poke out, and
up.
He's, like, pointing at me, and he's, like, he's mouthing, look at your phone. So I did. Jake sends me my ticket.
Oh!
Clutch play.
So
good
job.
Ice in my
like,
veins.
The
good
very
job.
First person in the arena. And then after, I'm like, oh, should I wait for them to, like, come through the line?
I just go, no, go, go.
And then I see Jake, and Jake's like, go, go, go. So I ran up the stairs. I'm, like, halfway up the stairs. I look back at him, and then I see him go, go. Him and Nathan in line are like, go, go, go. So I just bolt right to the spot. Very first person.
Best spot. Best spot we could
good
possibly
job,
actually.
Boys. I'm so proud
there,
of you guys
far,
for being so punctual.
Like, I literally was there at, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, as... Like about as early as possible,
like,
you can get
yeah.
there.
Pretty much as early as possible.
I'm proud of you guys. Good job.
And then the person behind, the little kids behind us were like, oh, we should have gotten here earlier. I'm like, it wouldn't have made a difference, bro.
Savage.
Oh, no. Sorry, kids.
I felt bad for those
we had the best poster. Like, all these kids.
I think
like,
you did, because...
And
yeah.
even the little kids afterwards, like, the dude beside us gave up a spot for the kids, which, like, shout out to you. But, like, even the little kids are, like, trying to get Crosby's attention for us. Like, mad respect to them. Like,
I'm famous now.
The Pens fans rallied around us.
If you guys got new listeners for us, that was... I'm the person on the poster. So.
Yeah, this is... If you're tuning in because you saw a sign at, this, at the game, welcome to have a shift day.
Welcome! We're glad to have you.
Are you on Tinder?
Snap.
Instagram!
He's a freak.
You better hope we have no new listeners who are kids, Nick.
Why would I be on Tinder right
now? Put the phone down.
I don't know.
All right. Let's move on.
Instagram.
We have limited time again because we had scheduling issues again. So we're going to skip over the Colorado collapse. Keep this a happy episode.
Sid 4 points. That's your recap.
We got a point. That's
yeah. Sid had four points. It's 4-0. Colorado came back one in overtime. What else is there to say? Jesse Puljujärvi scored in that game, and he scored in the next game, the Carolina game, on Tuesday, where Jake Guentzel came back. Oh, my God. He does that so much. Yeah. I was watching the game. I'm like, oh, my gosh. How is his lip not chapped?
But, like, why did it take so long for him to become a regular in this lineup?
I don't know, but he's been,
you're telling me Jansen Harkins was better than Puljujärvi?
He's doing well lately.
Nope.
What are we doing, Sully?
We should probably address the elephant in the room with the Jake Guentzel tribute, which you guys saw in person.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps. That was really cool.
That was hard to see.
And his post-game press conference.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't seem like Jake's
oh
coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just say that.
No.
It doesn't.
It seemed pretty nice.
Sounded
nuts.
Like he wanted
yeah.
to stay, but...
He wanted to stay, but... Team. I heard Dubas...
Yeah, he said he wanted to stay, but they had a different plan.
I heard Dubas went to his house to tell him in person that, like... I mean, it's a wrap, man. Like, so it's obviously tough, but I don't know the exact word for word quote, but it was something like, "My intention was stay here. They thought otherwise."
Yeah, they had
like
a different plan.
Maybe
I was watching that on TV like that night, and like I just turned it off. I'm like, I can't watch this anymore.
Touched.
This is hurting my heart even more. Did you just what?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Hopefully, I don't have to edit that out.
Nah, you're good.
I miss him so much. It does not look right.
His Megan literally went to Milkshake Factory today before the show. Didn't
yeah.
get a Jake Shake.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. They took him out.
It's still like listed as a Jake Shake on the menu though.
But that is like.
It's not the thing though.
That's a chocolatier.
Yeah. But it's really good.
Is it better than the Jake Shake?
Honestly, kind of.
Oh no.
It's over, guys.
But listen, if I had to choose between a half off Jake Shake and this, I would still choose the half off Jake Shake.
Valid.
Good. Sure. Mm-hmm. Only because it's half off.
Yeah. But like, it's still good and worth it.
But
like,
it'll never be half off.
If it was like a Jake Shake and it was mint, I'm not really a big fan of mint, so I'd be like,
I'm not either.
Nah.
But like, everyone loves chocolate. I mean, most people love chocolate. So, this is not sponsored by the Milkshake Factory, by the way. We just had to take Molly there because Molly's never been to the Milkshake Factory.
You take her to Manny's?
No, but she has a gluten allergy, so she probably won't even be able to eat the sandwiches.
Mm. Mm.
So.
What are the like Pittsburgh staples are there? I don't know why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, and dairy, like... but I was addressing the main one of gluten. They keep texting me.
What other like Pittsburgh staples you gotta take them to? I mean, Kennywood's not open, unfortunately.
Tequila Cowboy.
No. Not 21.
Yeah, we don't have much. They're leaving Sunday, so there's not much time.
We'll come back in April. Take you to Kennywood.
You can ride Morgan, some roller coasters. I don't know when they'll both be back, but Morgan will be back for sure at some point in June. Okay, so in that Carolina game, obviously Jesse Puljujarvi's performance stood out. I knew you were going to do that. He scored a goal. The first goal, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Rust has been playing very well.
But the Hurricanes came in this game with a 7-game point streak.
Yes.
So they're obviously hot, you know, coming off two brutal losses to the Avalanche and Stars. Then you come back home to face the Hurricanes. It wasn't looking too bright, to be honest.
It wasn't. Like, it was looking like a pretty typical, like, 3-2.
Yeah, it was like, was it like 1-1 to end of... End the first? No, 0-0 to end the first.
No, there was no score.
So I leaned over to Nick. I'm like, this is a classic Hurricanes Pens game here.
Like 11 icings in the first period or something.
Oh, yes.
Like, it was brutal.
But in this game, we got to give props to Nedeljkovic.
Oh, yeah.
Nettie
played
unreal.
Who's
insane.
Pretty much took over the one spot here to close out the season.
You'd rather have Ned start in the playoffs?
Honestly, yeah.
Right? You got to ride the hot hand.
Yeah, I agree.
But that raises a question for next year. Do you feel confident with going with Jari and Ned heading into the next year?
Same goalie
combo?
I would love them to re-sign Ned.
Yeah, I think it's going to cost a little more than what he's making right now. It's about 900,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be like 1.5.
Which is fine. I mean, if we unfortunately don't get Gensel back, which I want him back, then we can afford him a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. But we got, you know, Jeff Carter coming off the books, so that obviously helps.
Yeah.
I feel like the Hurricanes in this game, they pretty much shoot the puck from anywhere on the ice.
They do.
So, you look at the shots on goal, 39-22.
They generate so many chances.
But, yeah, the Pens just did a good job just kind of containing them
a
little bit. They're obviously not going to shut down a team like the Hurricanes. They're too good. But, yeah, the Pens, they played... I want to say they played one of their best games. They just kind of hung in there and won a tight hockey game for once.
Yeah.
And the way they played in the third period was outstanding. Going into the third with a 2-1 lead, actually holding the lead for once. So it was great. It was a great game overall.
That's what you need to make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm feeling great right now. Lots of playoffs. Let's look at the Money Puck odds.
Oh my gosh, the Money Puck odds. I love Money Puck. Shout out to MoneyPuck.com. You guys are great. You have great stats.
Got 2.9% chance to make the playoffs. I love those odds.
You went up 0.5% from last week.
I love where we're
at.
We went up. You know why we went up? Because we beat Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we can move on to that now.
I did not watch this game. You two are going to have to carry this.
Well,
I didn't watch it.
I mean, it was pretty.
Have to carry this.
Gino Machino.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Malkin's parents for coming in.
His girlfriend.
His wife.
Or his wife, sorry.
Yo, Mrs. Malkin.
I'm
on the pod.
I'm wondering where his kid was, because his kid was not there.
His kid's probably dominating some mini Russian league.
Went shocking.
Probably putting up like 90 points in 5 games or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, the shots, definitely not even. The Penguins were pretty dominant. Ned played insane again. So definitely keep him in net when we go to Columbus this weekend. And I would say keep him in net for basically every game going forward, because
I feel like the shots on goal don't tell the story here. Obviously,
no.
The Pens outshot him 36-19. But it, like throughout the first two periods, it was pretty back and forth.
Yeah, they were still pretty even.
They were playing pretty loose out there.
That first Columbus goal was it was reviewed for high stick. It was really,
it was high sticking.
I thought it was. It was really, really, really close though.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Penguins bounced back after that. First period was nothing. And then we got a power play, and we scored on the power play, miraculously, mostly because Malkin's parents were in town.
It was a vintage Gino slap.
Oh, yeah. Gino with a beautiful, beautiful slap shot.
Love to see it.
Making his mom and dad proud. I love when his parents come to town. It's great.
Yeah.
We all do.
Gino had a funny quote afterwards saying, they haven't been here since, like, 2018, 2019, so it was good to have him back. They should probably have come in, like, October.
And well, November. I saw it's a 20-hour flight from Russia.
Oh, dear Lord. And, like, with COVID and then, like, their happening, that kind of didn't exactly help much, so.
But they're here. They're in the building, and they're ready to help spark this team to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Wait.
Mr. and Mrs. Malkin, you're not allowed to leave till the end of the season.
You're talking about the playoffs, like, a lot. Like, are you back on it?
I mean.
Come on. Let's go. He's back on the ship. Back on the bandwagon.
Haven't gotten me yet.
I don't think it's. I don't think I'm ready.
Okay. If we get to like 3 points out, I will be on board.
I mean, that's. It's going to come down to that last game against in Long Island against the Islanders.
Oh. The Capitals are being really annoying right now.
I think our best shot's the Flyers.
Hey, you're welcome.
Out.
The Flyers?
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about the Capitals? You guys are welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Toronto Maple Leafs, for winning last night. I did say that to Andrew this morning. I'm like,
5-1.
Excuse me.
Absolutely elite.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but a similar third period in this game, the Pens shut down the Blue Jackets. They pretty much had nothing going on for
them. O'Connor had that game-winning go-ahead goal, like 35 seconds in. Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful snipe. Maybe not a snipe, but either way.
Do we think...
They just shut them down the rest of the game.
Drew O'Connor's in our top six next year to start the season.
Yeah.
Do you have him on Sid's line?
Yes.
I think he's a second line.
I still think he's a second line guy, but like I wouldn't be opposed to the idea of him on.
I
want to
see him hit 30 goals next year.
30?
Ooh. That's what I said at the beginning of this year, and he has 12 this year.
If he consistently stays on Sid's line, he might.
I think I said he's getting 25.
I said he was getting 30.
I love the confidence.
Next year, we need to have an episode of just solely predictions. And then at the end of the season, we go back and look at those predictions and just laugh at them because they're
always wrong.
Well,
most of my predictions are pretty good, so.
Did you see the lines we predicted at the beginning of the season?
Hey.
That is forever on the internet.
When did the guy who said the Rangers are not making the playoffs?
Okay, they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Oh, my. Other news for the Penguins. The Jager bobbleheads are back.
Yay.
Oh, do you want me to show you the voucher card?
Yeah, Jake is a voucher card.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was at that game.
So, wait.
Don't you have to go this weekend to get it?
April 6th.
Oh, next weekend.
Oh, okay. You take the voucher on April 6th. I was really confused because I saw that. I'm like, wait, does that mean anyone going on April 6th gets a bobblehead? But
there it is.
Aw. Cute.
Show it to the camera.
We'll take a picture and we'll just throw it up there. Here's the voucher card. Actually, no. Let's not show the voucher card because we don't want anyone on the internet to steal it.
I'd fight them if they stole it. So yeah.
You don't want to fight Jake.
We're protecting the voucher card.
Okay, bud.
Those bobbleheads have been through enough. Jake needs his bobbleheads.
I do need my bobbleheads. And my sister and brother.
Yeah.
My sister and brother-in-law need their bobbleheads.
Do you have their voucher?
I do. Yeah, it's right there.
Okay. Does that mean I get to keep the bobblehead?
Sorry, it does not mean that. I hate to rate. That's like that bobblehead like means that much more because of that because they got like stolen.
It's a souvenir from their time.
Like that's a Pittsburgh like classic now. That bobblehead.
Okay, speaking of, I guess we weren't talking about playoffs, but playoff talk. A lot of teams clinched this week. So the Rangers.
Will be in a few weeks.
What?
Pens will be in a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
I think like last game of the year. I think
Rangers, Bruins, Hurricanes, and Panthers all clinched in the East, so half the East is secured. And then the Stars clinched in the West last night. Rangers were the first to clinch. And looking at like this past week, seeing how many teams were like gonna clinch the same night, it made me realize how close this President's Trophy race is. what? Do we have breaking news?
We do have breaking news.
Oh, no.
Ryan Graves, who was injured last night, has been diagnosed with a concussion from Mike Sullivan.
Ooh, that's tough.
Anyway, continue. So.
That's brutal. Obviously, brutal. He just had his kid. having a tough season so far, but you know, hopefully he bounces back. We get to see some bright spots close out the year from him.
Yeah.
Hopefully he bounces back next year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to need him, too. He's got 6 years to bounce back. So.
Oh, yes. Okay. What was I saying?
Playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, we are.
So the President's Trophy race is really close. And that makes me think, like, we always say, like, President's Trophy race doesn't matter. The team that always wins the President's Trophy just tanks. But, like, or just gets out first, second round.
I think it matters. I mean,
I feel like it matters a little more this year.
To say, like,
they're
you're
just so close to each other. Like, this is how it's looking right now. So we have the Rangers in first with 102 points.
Jake loves that.
No,
if it makes you feel any better, Molly doesn't like the Rangers either.
Right on.
But that's mostly because someone from their college liked the Rangers. Morgan doesn't like them either.
They're just annoying.
And that person from their college, we don't like them anymore.
I can probably take a guess of what happened.
That's a really long story. They can tell you later.
Really long. Okay. I think we got time to share the story.
No, we don't. We're limited time.
No, like after the show.
Oh, yeah, after. They can tell you all about that. Time. That's a messy situation, but it's fine now. I don't know. Stars are in second with 101. Hurricanes and Bruins have 99. Canucks have 98. So the Avalanche. What are you doing?
I'm dialed in on the standings right now.
You're not.
We're dialed. Big
curse. Not dialed. Why is it dark out there? Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old
friend. The lights just went off in the CMI. I was so concerned.
We just wanted to, like,
Molly, stop playing with the lights.
All of the lights. Alright, playoffs.
All of the lights. The playoffs, right?
I don't know what's going on. Molly's not.
Maple Leafs are going to clinch a playoff spot real soon.
Oh, yeah. But Maple Leafs are probably next.
Speaking of that, are you a little worried about the Red Hot Lightning here? 8-1-1 their last 10. 2-game win streak.
No.
Not worried about that to close out the year? To catch them?
No.
Would you rather?
What am I looking at?
Do you want to face the Panthers or the Bruins? Because that's what it seems like. Or would you rather fall out and play
Florida.
Like a...
Don't even say that.
Would you rather fall out and play one of the Metro teams?
Honestly? I honestly would like to see the Leafs match up against one of the Metro teams.
But so if you're in that first wild card spot, you might have to play the Bruins or the Panthers because they're neck and neck with each other.
Well, I think, I hate to say it, but I do think the Rangers are going to finish first in the East.
Okay.
Considering, you know, they just beat the Avalanche last night on the road. I mean, Rangers are a great team. They're a great team.
If that happens, regardless of if Toronto finishes in third or first wild card, they're going to have to face an Atlanta team.
Yeah.
And we honestly can't guarantee who they're going to face right now because the Bruins are at 99, the Panthers are at 97, and the Panthers still have a game in hand. So.
Yeah.
Can't
I don't know. I don't know about your Leafs, man.
I believe.
I know you believe, but like.
They're either playing the Bruins or the Panthers.
Like, that's not a good matchup.
They can do
it's just a matter of, like, where they finish, honestly.
They have a lot more physicality this year that they can match up with the Bruins and Panthers' physicality. So, I believe.
I mean, looking at I just looked at the stats.
Oof.
Goals against average, number one, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Okay.
Oof.
Let's see where the Leafs goalie's at.
Got to keep in mind, the goalie's been injured this year.
Yeah, Joseph Wall's been out for a while. And Samsonov actually did well when Wall was out. But now Wall is back and can carry this team. How far?
I don't know how healthy is he when he comes back, though. Like, is he going to be 100%?
He's back.
He's back. He's 100%.
He's been back for a while.
Has he been good so far for you, you think?
I think he's been all right. I think he's
pull
bad.
Up his stats from the last 10 games.
Yeah.
Find Joseph Wall.
You know who is soon to be back?
Matt Murray. Gosh, that is just self-destruction right there, if they put Matt Murray in. My brother showed me a video of him practicing. He got scored on glove side. I was like, ah, there's the Matt Murray we all know and remember as the Stanley Cup champion in his rookie seasons.
That's great. Tell me. They won't tell me. Anyways, he played good last night. One goal on 24 shots against the...
That was pretty good. And the Caps have been hot lately.
Yeah.
So...
Ovi's turned on a... He's been on a heater. I mean...
Speaking of Capitals, Tom Wilson did get suspended. Yay. And his first game back is going to be against us.
Is it really?
Yes, I counted. So, everyone needs to be wearing fish bowls or cages that day and have on a safer helmet.
Ludwig better be in the lineup that day.
Ludwig better be in the lineup.
Well, if Graves is out now, then he's probably going to get slotted
Let's
in.
Go. Speaking of that, do we like Jack St. Ivany? I think he's been pretty serviceable.
I think he's
yeah.
solid.
Like, he's actually looked better than Ryan Graves. Oh, like, yeah. I'm not joking.
We need the GOAT, John Ludwig, and St. Ivany to be a defense.
To close out the year, who do you want on defense? Who do your pairs?
I want Pettersson. I actually really do like Pettersson and EK.
Pettersson's been very good this year.
I like Pettersson.
I hope he
EK.
Keeps it up next year.
I'm blanking on another defenseman.
Letang, POJ,
That's the other defenseman, PL with Joseph. Yeah, Letang, POJ, and give me Ludwig and St. Ivany.
I really love St. Ivany. Like, I actually
he's
do
been
love
good
his presence.
I haven't heard a bad thing about him.
He just shoots.
Yeah, and he's not making mistakes
that's
out there.
What we want.
He's simplifying the game. He's not making mistakes.
All right. Well, hopefully Ludwig can give Tom Wilson the business and not get injured.
Or Bunting,
that's right.
Did you see last...
But, like, we have to make sure neither of them get concussed like Jamie Oleksiak did several
that's
years
true.
Ago.
I was at that game.
In Washington?
Oh, wait, no, that wasn't in Washington.
Or the game when Aston Reese got hurt.
No, it was... it was Gabranson who fought Wilson.
Oh, yeah, talking about a completely different game.
I know what game you're talking about now, but...
Yeah, it was like... Shortly after he came back from his 20-game suspension, it was the first game in a long time since the Aston Reese injury. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but, like, Michael Bunting in a scrum, just jumped on the scrum looking for anybody. I mean, I love
that.
Okay.
Like, obviously, the production compared to Gensel's, it's not going to be there.
He's
going like,
to take a while to grow on me, mostly.
But, like,
really
just the other stuff he brings to the table is very valuable to this team.
Yes.
Well, the Coyotes had Josh Doan debut this week.
Dude, he's so good.
He got two goals in his first game, two assists in his second game last night. They beat the Predators 8-4, snapping Nashville's
15-0-2, right? Nashville? 16-0-2.
Yeah, Nashville had an 18-game point streak. Insane. Finally snapped against the Coyotes of all teams. Logan Cooley had a hat trick, and it is time for Andrew's Coyote Statement of the Week.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. Josh Doan brought him back. It's a long one, so sit tight.
All right, we got 19 minutes. So.
Okay, we'll get through this quick. All right.
Is that video?
Oh, that was just the bunny crawling on me.
Oh, can I see it?
I'll show you guys later.
All right.
We're on time.
You got
pressure.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
You are not dialed.
You're not. All right. Unfortunately, this year was not the Coyotes' year, as they have been officially eliminated from playoff contention. He finally accepted it. However, since being eliminated, the Coyotes have started to give a couple of their star prospects a chance to get their start in the National. And one prospect in particular who has been highly anticipated has already surpassed expectations. The 2021 37th overall pick, product of the desert. What are you guys doing?
Don't worry about it. We're listening. We're paying attention.
And Yotes legend Shane Doan's son, Josh Doan, has officially arrived. The hometown kid and former ASU star has put up 46 points in 62 games this year in Tucson, and instantly continued that success Tuesday night with two goals in his first game in the NHL. He then followed up with two assists last night in the 8-4 win against the Preds, ending their point streak. It said Press, so I got confused. He isn't the only young star on a tear as of late. Pittsburgh's own Logan Cooley recorded his first career hat trick last night, adding
Shout
to
out
his
Tyler Beck.
adding to his total of 37 points through 73 games. Other young stars include Kesslering, Maselli, and Gauthier? No, Gunther.
It's Gunther.
Yeah, just making sure. Have played great this year and shown real promise for the future. And while the season did not turn out great, it has shown that there is a lot of potential with this young core in the making. The future is bright in the desert. Go Yotes.
Not in the desert, bud.
Get ready to learn Mormon, buddy.
They're not letting that go.
But that is really cool. Logan Cooley, Pittsburgh kid, mm-hmm. Getting a hat trick. Then Josh Doan, obviously, you know.
Son of Shane.
Son of St. Joan. Doan.
Son of who?
St. Joan.
Growing up in Arizona, going to ASU, and then scoring in Arizona's first
game.
That is
really
That's really cool. That's really mm-hmm. cool.
No discredit to Josh Doan at all. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's Josh.
Welcome
to
the National.
Is that last name
moving
of...
on to I
what?
Hate you guys.
Oh yeah.
Is that his last name?
Oh yeah, we got questions.
No, later. Okay. Other news
nice
in
one,
the West.
Nice one there, man.
Thatcher Demko was placed on LTIR for the Canucks. He's eligible to return April 6th. So that's not that major of him being on LTIR, but that just makes me makes me wonder. That just makes me wonder when he comes back. Do you rest him for the last like week or so of the season before the playoffs?
Yeah. I'm trying to look at the standings here.
They're top of the Pacific. They're gonna clinch soon. They would have clinched last night if they beat Dallas.
Yeah. So.
But they're gonna clinch real soon.
The Oilers are they're right there. Huh?
I don't think they played Dallas last night.
I thought they did.
I don't think they did.
I swear they did. I swear I saw, like, if this team beats Dallas, they clinch. If Dallas beats this team, they clinch.
Yeah. They did. My bad.
I was right. Yeah.
Morgan was right.
Yeah. Morgan?
Morgan.
Megan.
Jeez, I'm Megan. Morgan's out there.
You guys' names are way too, like,
yeah,
close.
I know. You're not the first person to mix us up. Our golf coach mixed us up all the time.
You were a golfer?
Yeah, I wasn't very good, though.
Yeah.
I never started any matches.
Yeah, sorry for
it's
that.
Okay. Morgan and I, and then later Sabrina, shout out to Sabrina. We just would practice together most of the time, and we had fun.
You know Jake's never been golfing?
Never been golfing.
Really?
No.
I think we take him golfing.
Okay. I'll be like happy Gilmore pulling out the hockey stick on the
please.
Greens.
And they're making a Happy Gilmore too. That's kind of hockey.
Oh,
news.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore too is in the works.
And Sydney Sweeney is starring in it.
Wait,
let's
what?
Go.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, Sydney Sweeney's is a, what's her role, like, golf cart girl or something?
Oh, gosh. You guys.
Adam Sandler, you're one lucky man.
Nick, man.
I'm just...
All right, back on Thatcher Demko here.
Anyway,
back
on Demko.
So, April 6th, but, like, looking at the standings right now, Oilers six points behind the Canucks. They got two games in hand. I mean, that's a little worrisome.
Just a tad, but I mean...
I will say, though...
If you're, like, happy enough with just getting in the playoffs, I would say rest Demko a lot. If you really, really, really want that home ice, keep just...
Well, I do think they're going to get home ice. Like,
They're going to have home ice in some sense.
I mean, the Smith has been good, too, like... So far, like, especially since he's taken over the starter role, DeSmith has played, like, pretty well. Like, he hasn't been, by all means, like, insane like Demko, but, like, you know, he's been good enough where, like, he can keep the team to win. And, you know,
yeah.
You know, he's been good enough that the team can win in front of them.
I would definitely say don't, like, completely sit Demko for the rest of the season until the playoffs. Still get him in a few games. That way he's,
yeah, but only
like,
him
one
him,
or
like,
two, I
yeah,
would
yeah.
say. Because you don't want him going into the playoffs completely cold.
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, you mentioned Casey DeSmith being serviceable. 900 save percentage, 2.71 goals against average, 11 wins. I mean, these are solid backup numbers for a good team.
Exactly.
You're not asking him to be the starter. Like
exactly.
That's obviously that's Demko's role.
Yeah.
He's going to come back. He's going to be healthy. He's going to do his thing. You saw Demko in person, and I just remember saying to you, like, oh, that was the best goalie I've seen in person all year.
Yeah.
Demko's a dog, so hopefully the Canucks can hold on until April 6th. They got, like, a week, so I think they're going to be fine.
I mean, if Demko can perform at the level that he did in the bubble that one year.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know how you can go against the Canucks in the West. I mean,
the Canucks are going to be dangerous in the West.
There's so many teams that are going to be dangerous in the West.
Everyone's going to be dangerous in the playoffs.
The Stanley Cup is wide open.
And the Preds. Oh, yeah. Like, don't sleep on the Preds.
I'm not. God, no. They're going to be, like, I think they're going to be the hottest team going into the playoffs.
It's usually the hottest team that goes into the playoffs usually makes the deepest run.
I could see them going on like a 2017 type run.
And it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to play in their barn. It's so hard. Nashville's a tough place to play.
That crowd is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We gotta catch a game there. When we all turn 21. All turn 21, go to Nashville.
I will be designated driver.
I bet.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that.
I will go with you to Morgan Wallen's bar, though.
Sounds good.
It should be done by the time we're all 21.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan, you can come too.
Kate turns 21 in December.
So. I do.
Well, yeah, but we still...
It's going to be a great
night.
We've
got like 2 years.
I don't got 2 years. I have like a year.
You're 19 still, right?
Yeah, but I turned 20 in August.
Oh, that's right. I'm the youngest. we can go... Oh, yeah, Molly, you can come too. Sorry. Molly and Morgan will join us.
Sounds good.
I bet.
So. Okay.
I like the sand.
Oh, yeah. Molly's from Tennessee, so.
She's from Tennessee?
Yeah. She's not from Nashville, but she's from Tennessee.
Where's she from in Tennessee?
I don't know the town. It's like the corner of Tennessee, though.
Well, which corner?
The top right.
Top right?
Yeah.
Corner. I probably drive through it on my way to my lake house, so. I'll probably know the town.
Well, we can talk to Molly later.
Sounds good. Because I'm going to a rave in Tennessee. So that'll be hype.
Oh, dear. All right. Before we move on to this week's Pucks and Deep, because we got to kind of wrap that up, we'll talk about Ivan Fedotov next week when we have more time.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to talk about with that.
I mean, it's the Flyers, so who really cares?
I care.
We cover everything here, so.
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
But we'll talk about him next week. But before we get into Pucks and Deep, Nick... has an announcement for us regarding next week's show.
Next week, very, very excited to announce this. One of my lifelong friends, my dad's lifelong friend. Her name's Tracy Tutton. She is a skating coach for the Tampa Bay Lightning, Detroit Red Wings, and she has worked with a few other teams as well. She is coming on the show next week. Very excited to have her. She has some stories about different things to tell us.
So excited.
I can't wait.
She's won 2 Stanley Cups.
She better show us the rings.
That'd be cool. I could probably ask her.
It's good, yeah.
But yeah, she's been skating Connor Bedard since he was 15.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That's so cool.
She has a lot of great stories to tell us. Her son also works with the Red Wings. As also a skating coach. Her other son's a professional lacrosse player. Her daughter's a professional volleyball player.
Sounds like an awesome family.
And,
just keep going.
Her daughter is also married to a former NHLer who plays in the German league.
Who?
His name is Brady Austin. He was a Buffalo Sabres draft pick.
Okay.
And her husband was a former firefighter and went to high school with my dad. So. Elite family, great and super
like
kind
family.
People. They've known me since literally my whole life. Very excited to be coming on the show.
I'm just excited to like hear stories.
Yeah,
like really don't get
hearing all these stories.
Really don't get to hear much of that side of the business, the actual
not.
Practice.
Like, yeah.
Not the game, so.
It's like a lot of, off-season work with NHL players. Help them, come back from injury.
We're very thankful for you.
Really
for
wish
you,
we could have had her in the studio. We're going to have her on Zoom, though, but regardless, still very excited to have her on.
Yeah. All right,
awesome.
We got to...
coming back from Detroit the day before, going back to Tampa, so. Mm.
Okay, we got to get going here, so let's move on to this week's Pucks and Deep, which we have Easter coming up this weekend, so I figured we should do an Easter-themed one.
Wait, Easter's this weekend?
Yes.
Sunday.
You didn't look at the Pucks and Deep, did you?
I didn't look at the calendar.
Check the game notes, bud.
All right, you better think quick, Nick, because this is a bit of a tricky one. Which mascot would win an Easter egg hunt? I have mine, if I can.
You can say yours.
Do you have yours, Jake?
I don't even know.
We came up with this together.
I just like to think on the spot.
All right. I just thought about this while we were actually starting. I'm actually gonna go with Bowie from the Kraken, the newest mascot.
You know his name is just Tommy Hawk, right?
Oh, I didn't know. That's why I'm doing this right now.
Don't tell me the Hawk.
But I'm picking Bowie because Bowie's a troll. Trolls live under bridges, which could sometimes be a little bit more cramped.
I don't like Bowie.
So I'm not saying I like Bowie. Okay, I'm just saying I think he'd win the Easter egg hunt.
Nasty.
I feel like he could get into those smaller places in those like more secret places to find the Easter eggs.
Who are you going with?
I'm going Tommy Hawk.
Okay.
Just my hometown mascot, so we'll just ride with him. Okay.
What? I mean, he was voted mascot of the year in 2023?
Yeah.
What?
NHL mascot of the year.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
I mean, I gotta go with... There's three options here.
Okay.
I agree with your Bowie. Like, I really do agree with that. I think, I mean, Gritty's gotta be up there.
Yeah, I was thinking Gritty.
Cheat, though.
Yeah. But then I also gotta go Iceberg, because if we've all seen Sudden Death, he knows how to use a gun pretty good.
That's very true.
He can just shoot people. And Iceberg...
It's not very Easter-like, but...
It's not, but...
Gritty would probably cheat, too, so...
Imagine Gritty and... Like... An Iceberg just trying to shoot each other.
Like, that's...
At an Easter egg.
Can we make that happen? Can we do, like mascot
Gritty,
paintball, but just
Gritty's
between...
Like, Gritty
Iceberg
thinks
and
he's
Gritty?
All that, right? He's like, not. Gritty thinks he's, you know, he could easily beat Iceberg. So many people forget. Iceberg knows how to use a gun. Iceberg has literally killed people inside Civic Arena. Like, you are not, like, Iceberg's the most underrated scary mascot in the NHL. Because Iceberg is the only mascot that's actually killed several people.
Please give context for people who might
not
understand.
Okay, for those who don't know, if you haven't watched Sudden Death, probably, if Die Hard's a Christmas movie, Sudden Death is a hockey movie.
I've never seen Sudden Death.
I haven't either, but, like, I've seen enough scenes that, like, I feel like we all gonna watch Sudden Death at some point.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
What is it based on? Do you know? Like.
Okay, so basically it's about...
It's a movie.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is a security guard in the Civic Arena. It's doing, a reenactment, I guess, like... I don't know what year it's supposed to be, whatever year the movie came out. It's supposed to be that year. It's between the Penguins and the Blackhawks, Game 7 of...
We have to watch this.
Yeah, we have to watch it. Penguins, Blackhawks, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Really?
At Civic Arena.
Oh, that's
and
not historically And
everyone's
accurate.
There, like, the president's there. Like, everyone is there at this arena. It's sold out completely. And then these terrorists are like, hey, we're going to blow up the arena.
So it's basically Threat Level Midnight from The Office.
I think I had heard of that plot.
And then, long story short, the security guard, Jean-Claude Van Damme, has to go, like, his daughter... No, he's not even... He's not a security guard for the game. He's a police officer, but, like, he's there to watch the game with his family. Mm. Like, with his daughters, cheering on the Pens. So he has to go save the day, stop from, like, the bombs blowing up. Like, they take, like, the president hostage in the arena, like... And he has to go, like, disarm the bomb, save out the day. But then the one bomb, like, goes off at the end, like, during overtime, and the whole scoreboard comes down.
No!
Crashes into the arena.
You're spoiling it.
We haven't seen this!
Spoiler alert.
Okay,
how have you never seen this movie? You know, like, every detail about this.
Okay, stop talking about it so we can be more surprised when we watch it someday. We'll have a shift day screening.
He was buzzing there, though. I gotta give it to him. Like,
yeah, good job.
I only read the Wikipedia article several times on this movie. Oh, okay. So.
Well, we'll watch it someday. Maybe we'll do a special little video for that.
That'd be sick.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap up here because scheduling issues. So this is going to be another short episode, but still, I'm glad I could finally tell you the story, Nick.
That was an electric story. He came up to you.
He came up to
That's
me.
That's awesome.
Who does that? What famous celebrity does that?
That was Sidney Crosby. Oh my gosh. I was shaking. All right. We'll be back next week with Tracy.
Tracy Tutton. Electric person.
It'll be normal. It should be normal time, 4:00, because today, if you're watching, this came out at 5:00. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and X, Twitter.
Are we going to do the interview and then, like, have her, like, go through our game notes or, like, kind of?
I'm not sure. We'll discuss that.
We'll talk about that.
Because we still have to work out the tech. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to the CMI.
Thank you.
Thanks to the CMI for letting us use the space. Shout out to Molly and Morgan for watching. Thank you for watching and all your messages throughout on text. Invest in the merch.
Cop the merch.
Drop the brand.
Hopefully the Penguins beat the Blue Jackets this weekend again.
Oh, they will.
Hopefully they beat the Rangers right after that.
Oh, they will too.
Oh, they will.
Hopefully. We'll see if his bet.
They're winning the cup.
if he wins this bet. Yeah. Thanks for watching.
If not, buddy, get ready to buy an Ewok jersey.
I'll just have to wear it.
Yeah, we have one for you to borrow.
Oh. Well, yeah, you have to wear it around campus.
I do. Well, I won't. The whole day. I won't. No taking it off. The Penguins will make the playoffs, so I'm not really worried.
Good.
I think you guys should be pretty the ones worried here. So
okay. I'm not.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Let's go, Pens.